Most Tuesdays, we get reading recommendations from the one, the only Nancy Pearl. Some days, Nancy takes the intellectual high road when it comes to her choice of books. Today, as we approach Halloween, it's all about the thriller.
It's a real thriller. And it's and I love thrillers. I love thrillers, but for me, there's a very thin line where I cannot cross over into the ultra gruesome, ultra, you know, serial killers, not my thing at all. But I picked up Helen Giltrow's first novel called The Distance, which was originally published in England and was very highly regarded there. Lee Child gave it a great blurb, for example. And the main character in this book is a woman, a wealthy, elegant socialite named Charlotte Alton, who has an alter character. She is a woman named Carla with a K, just like John le Carré's, George Smiley's great Russian enemy. But Carla's job is to help people disappear. People in trouble come to her when they need to disappear.
Wow.
She's not a good person. I mean, this book is filled with people who are not particularly good people, but that you somehow care about. And to do that, it takes a lot of talent, I think, on the part of the author. So this is a kind of thriller, as I said to you when we were talking about this before we started formally talking about it, is that I had to remind myself to breathe when I was reading this book. Now, there is a lot of violence. There is a lot of scenes that I had to read with my eyes closed, you know, or turn the page very, very quickly.
So you said that the action, there's sort of like a prelude to the book where something happens and then
Right. We're
going to find that out in the course of the thriller. Why is it different? You know, I was thinking that I really am not a fan of thriller movies or scary movies, but why is it that I can cope with it in a book form?
I think because in a movie, it's all just so close to you. You can't escape from that screen. I mean, I sit through many movies with my eyes closed and my, you know, fingers in my ears because I don't want to hear the dialogue. I don't want to hear what's happening. I think it's the difference between reading The Hunger Games, which I would give without a question to whatever age child wanted to read it. But I would be very leery of letting a 10-year-old see The Hunger Games.
So Helen Giltrow's book, The Distance, is this a standalone? Do you get the sense that her Carla, I was going to say fixer, but that's not the right word for a disappearer. Her disappearer is somebody that we might...
I think we're going to see them again. I think they're two. First of all, there's a relationship perhaps that grows between them. He wants to get sent, Johansson his name is, and he wants Carla to help him get into a prison. Because he's hired to kill somebody in that prison.
Wow.
But in the prison is also the mob boss who is after him. And so it's very complex. What we're seeing this fall, and I have another one that I'll talk about in a few months when it comes out. But what we're seeing is, I think we're seeing more and more fast moving, but yet very complex thrillers. And hard to keep track of who, it's a challenge sometimes to keep track of.
So you're saying that we're going to see complicated books that maybe require us to work a little bit as readers. They're not spoon-fed.
Right.
But worth it?
But very worth it, especially if you want something that you're going to have difficulty putting down.
Oh, I'm so waiting to read now. I'm ready to just dash right out of here and maybe steal that book from you. It's called The Distance, and the author is Helen Giltrow, Giltrow. Nancy Pearl, always here to get me reinvigorated about the idea of reading.
I'm glad.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series and a regular guest on Tuesdays on the Record. You can find The name of this book and all her book picks at our website, kuow.org. Search for Nancy Pearl. Tomorrow on The Record, we continue our coverage of Washington's competing gun measures. Vaughn Palmer joins us with news from Canada, and we're going to talk with Seattle filmmaker Lynn Shelton. Her sixth feature film, it's called Laggies, opens nationwide on Friday. Like Shelton's five previous movies, this one was shot in Seattle, but unlike them, it's based on somebody else's script the very first time. Lynn Shelton talks about making Laggies, about the Seattle film community, and about her dreams. That's tomorrow on The Record, only on KUOW.